Another look at what it says in your morning papers now with Jonas Doyle.
It was like something from the Wild West, that description by a local woman of gunshots and crashing cars in the Dublin suburb of Drimna early yesterday morning when a young man was shot dead, is reported in a number of papers and is picked up in many headlines this morning. The Irish Sun reports that 20-year-old Josh Itzeli was hit 10 times in the shootout after his car was rammed by a car carrying at least three gunmen. The Irish Daily Star has a picture of what the paper says is the moment that Gardaí uncovered an assault rifle believed to have been used in the violent ambush, hidden in a hedge. The Irish Daily Mail says that family and friends of the young man openly wept as they visited the scene where he was killed. The Irish Examiner reports that a teenager and two men in their early 20s have been arrested in connection with the killing. The Irish Independent leads on its front page with more news of what the paper calls the infamous RTE barter account. A new report, one of three on the affairs of the broadcaster, has found a sum of €654,000 spent from the barter account, which was not in the annual accounts. It was sloshing around, in the paper's words, and nobody knew about it. The first leg of the Eurovision Song Contest, taking place tonight in Malmo, gets much coverage. Kirsty Blake Knox, who is there for The Independent, reports that Bambi Thug, the Irish contestant, who is non-binary, will perform balletic moves and dance with a half-man, half-monster figure in a spell circle. Three gatherings in Dublin yesterday get much coverage in the Irish Times. Jack White reports that several hundred people marched through the city in a rally organised by anti-immigration campaigners. Protesters draped in Irish flags chanted out, out, out as they walked down O'Connell Street. "This is our country," shouted one man with a scarf hiding his face. In a column in the Times, incidentally, Saif O'Neill writes that while most far-right political actors focus on nativism or anti-immigration themes, they also weave anti-science and climate change denial and scepticism into their narratives. In the Examiner, Cormac O'Keefe reports that Irish security services have concerns for the physical safety of politicians from figures on the far right and believe that the country is entering a very tricky period with the coming local and European Parliament elections. The anti-immigration march in Dublin yesterday went past the GPO, where about 200 people staged a counter-protest, the Times reports. They held placards, some of which read, "Homes for people, homes for all. War creates refugees, and welcome all refugees." Also yesterday, as the Times reports, an annual anti-abortion event called the March for Life took place in Dublin. The pro-life campaign told those who gathered that it would be publishing a comprehensive voter guide, which it said would serve as an invaluable guide to pro-life voters when deciding how to cast their vote in the upcoming elections. The Examiner, Times and Irish News highlight on their front pages that Hamas has said it has broadly accepted a proposal to free dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a temporary ceasefire in its war with Israel in Gaza, but that Israel has said that the terms negotiated are not acceptable and that it has approved a military operation in the southern Gaza town of Rafah and begun striking targets in the area. The Times, in an editorial, notes that the death toll in Gaza from the Israeli military offensive is now more than 34,500. An attack on Rafah would add tens of thousands to that grim tally, says the paper. It must not happen.
John, thank you very much indeed.